Jeremy, I guess maybe heading into the off season, where do you feel you stand with the organization in terms of contracts moving forward?
Just great. I feel like, you know, they have the confidence in me and trust them that they're going to make the right decision. You know, that's what they're here for. And if I'm here, I'm going to be, you know, so happy. Feel like this is my home. And if not, I know it's still going to be a bright future and wish everybody the best.
You've been here a long time. How did Quinn Snyder come in and shake things up and change things?
Just putting his touch on things and getting guys to trust him and respect him and, you know, believe in what he has to offer. And I feel like we bought into it and playing hard and just together.
Hi, Jeremy. You've been with Gordon Hayward for 5 years now. What has that relationship been like, and what improvements in Gordon's game have you seen over those years?
It's been fun as far as playing with him and just seeing him grow, like you said. Just him as a player, I think he's developed so much. And I think as far as his leadership role, he's been good, but he has a long way to go, and I think he's going to get there and just make the team better.
Who wins FIFA more often?
Who wins FIFA? Early on this season, he was beating me, but towards the end, I tore him up. I say we ended on a tie, though. So. Oh, he would definitely agree. Yeah. That's why I said a tie. Yeah.
Just going back to Quinn real quick. What is it about him that allowed everybody to buy in? Because that doesn't happen so easily all the time.
I'm sure you guys seen him, just the way he looks at you. Yeah, he comes in, and we know he's not playing, and you don't want to get on his bad side. So just doing what he tells you, I think that tells you a lot.
Yeah. What's your FIFA team?
My FIFA team? I'm going with Real Madrid.
what do they say to you in terms of off-season development plan? Like what you know, things do they want you to work on?
Of course, like always, still trying to get stronger in size. Of course, I'm not going to be the biggest guy, but I can always get stronger. And I feel like for myself, my closeouts, I'm really not too proud of those. I feel like I can guard guys on the perimeter a lot better. And just still being confident to shoot. I had a couple shots last night that I didn't even want to take, and I don't know why, but just shooting the ball.
First of all, who's Gordon's FIFA team? Or
FIFA team? Probably Barcelona or okay. FC Bayern.
Wanted to ask you, what's your favorite experience been here in these last 5 years? I mean, you went to a couple All-Star games and, you know, obviously a ton of stuff, but what stands out to you?
I just wouldn't change it for nothing. The people here, great, the fans, and just, you know, I'm so happy just to start my career here in Utah. Like I said, even as far as the traffic here, like being in the city, I feel like that's great. Just being able to get out downtown on time all the time, so... just everything.
Jeremy, in your perspective, what changed at the All-Star break? I mean, wasn't just coincidence after the trade, or well, in your eye, why did the wins start piling up after then?
Like I said before, just buying into what Coach, you know, wants us to do, and then after we came back from the All-Star break, just believing in each other. And like I said, coming out playing hard every night. I already got plans to go on one, so maybe in June.
Jeremy, you came in as a great athlete, still are. Over the years now, what's your perspective on how much of being a player in the NBA is being a great athlete? How much is the other areas, and what advice would you give to new players?
A little bit of both, because there's a lot of guys in the NBA now that, you know, aren't the best athletes, but they do something well. And as far as myself, I feel like being a great athlete is a big plus, and a lot of guys are. I just think that it goes a long way, just helping you on the court.
Jeremy, how has your and Gordon's relationship changed as you guys both got married and had those changes in your life?
Just maybe not hanging out as much. Of course, you got your wife and him now. He's having a kid, so... but still kind of the same as far as road trips, Sometimes, you know, maybe I don't get much conversation out of each other just because we're talking to her, you know, family or someone. But for the most part, I still go out and eat and maybe watch a movie or something. So. I haven't went to Olive Garden since probably the New York trip, but a couple spots. Subway is still on the list.
Speaking of food, you mentioned, you know, you've always tried to add some weight. Like, what is an off season like for you in terms of trying to put on pounds and you know, how much do you eat? What do you work out? What can you give us a little example?
I believe the biggest thing for me not being able to gain weight is just being active. A lot of guys told me, you know, I should just sit and try to put back on some pounds and just go lift. But while I'm lifting, you know, who doesn't want to play basketball? So I'm always active, always going around moving, and I think that's a, you know, big hold. But I'm going to try it here soon if I can slow down a little bit.
Every one of us will tell you that the sitting works.
Yeah, so hopefully I can try that.
All right. Thanks, Jerry.
Yep.